to see all the energy, all the faces, all the folks here. Welcome to all of our visitors. We're so glad you're here today. We're going to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ today in all we do in this service. We're going to ring it out with joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let's stand and sing hymn number 95. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Joy to the world. The Lord is come.
I'll ask you to remain standing just a moment for prayer, and I wanted to tell you there were candles on the way in. If you did not get one, right at the end of the service, we'll light all those and we'll sing a hymn together. So if you need to, slip out sometime during the first part of the service. They're right there in the lobby on some tables, and we're excited about you being here with us this evening. And this is just a special time that we get to come together and remember what this season is all about. And it is about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who left heaven's glory. He didn't begin there in Bethlehem. He just left heaven and came and took on flesh like a human and then was born in that manger. What a beautiful, beautiful thing that he provided for us. And I want to thank you for being here. And I want you just to settle in. We've got about another 40 minutes and we're going to have a good time worshiping the Lord together. Thank you again for being with us. Lord, we're grateful for the chance to be in your house. Dear God, please bless us now as our prayer. Thank you for the chance to gather. I thank you for every family that's here. I thank you for every person that's here by themselves. Lord, I thank you for every young person and every seasoned saint. I pray, dear Lord, that each and every one of us would just worship you tonight. I pray that we would be tuned into what you have for us. And dear Lord, I pray if there's somebody here searching, Lord, I pray that you'd make it evident tonight that Jesus Christ is what they need. Please bless us, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Amen. We're going to continue singing a great song of the faith. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. All are faithful to the Lord. Sing together.
Oh, come all ye
open up the Bible now, just some of the passages in the Christmas story. We're going to start off with Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. If you want to turn there, you can. If not, I'll read it for all of us together. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Let's sing that song, number 94. What child is this? Let's stand together one more time. What child is this?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap this evening, who angels creep with and the sweet shepherds watch our keeping?
Seated, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their field, keeping watch o'er their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Brother Nathan's going to come lead us in that old song. If you grew up in Sunday school, you might have heard it, might have learned it when you were a kid, maybe for a Christmas pageant. That sweet little song, Away in a Manger, No Crib for a Bed. Let's sing it together this evening.
Oh,
chapter 2, verse 16 through 20, continues this way. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. We're going to continue with one of the great Christmas hymns, O Holy Night, the Stars Are Brightly Shining, number 78. Let's sing it first and last.
Oh, Holy Night, the Stars.
Your baby boy would save our sons and our daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that. Well, I want to compliment all of you for being here, and not only for being here, but participating. The singing has been so beautiful tonight. Thank you, Jared, for that. Thank you, Nathan, for leading, and Davina for playing. But thank you for singing and participating. It's a wonderful thing when folks get together and sing the carols that mean so much. I'm not against the songs that have no meaning, that they're just about something fun and whimsical. Those are enjoyable to participate in as well. But when you sing songs like we've sung tonight that talk about the truths and the doctrines of Christmas season, it's so beautiful. Well, tonight I want to thank you for making this a part of your Christmas celebration. You couldn't do anything better than to come and gather together with believers that want to worship the Lord Jesus Christ on this wonderful occasion. I want to read to you a passage in John chapter 8. The Bible says in verse 12, then spake Jesus. Now this is after he is in his ministry. Again unto them saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of light, the light of life. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. And I think about something that all of us have to face, and that is darkness. There's something about darkness that makes it scarier. Whatever's going on, it makes it a little scarier, makes it a little colder. It seems colder in the dark than it does in the daylight for some reason. And it seems to make it more unknown than it was when the lights were on. Darkness has a way of affecting every single part of us. Maybe you're prone to worry about those things, and maybe not, but some of us have those issues where in the darkness you feel so much more alone than you do when it's daylight. It's when you're in those dark times that there's something that is a very, very welcome sight, and that's a little bit of light. There was something that was common, much more common 30 years ago than it is today. And just for an object lesson, I brought one with me. And it's a little flashlight. I see some of you out there. A little deer in the headlight look from a few of you. Used to be our bus mechanic, he always had a pin light a little longer than this right there in his pocket so he could look back in the nooks and crannies, whatever that is, of the buses, and he would be showing that it was not uncommon for everybody to have a flashlight. I met my wife and I started knowing her family more, and we'd go on some trips together, and then started working with her dad, and I didn't know that, but he was checking me out at that point, and he eventually said, yes, you can marry her, so that was a wonderful thing. But one thing I noticed about Delbert, every time I went to get a flashlight, none of them worked. I thought, this guy needs to learn some things, because I knew you need to have a flashlight, and it worked, but I was the one that needed to learn something. My father-in-law had carried flashlights around in toolboxes and in other sections and boxes and trunks and things for a long time. And oftentimes, those old-fashioned flashlights, they had a button around the outside, and that button would get pushed. So it'd be in that toolbox and jostled around, and the switch got pushed. And so it burned in there when nobody needed it. And when he needed the flashlight, it didn't work. So every flashlight that I ever picked up from Delbert Norris, it always had the top of two batteries turned the wrong way. He would unscrew the top, take that off, and take that D battery and turn it the wrong way, and then screw the lid or the light back on it. And that way, when he went to get it the next time, every time, he just unscrew it, turn it around the right way, and then he had his flashlight. Light makes a lot of difference. And as I'm looking in the scriptures and seeing about the Christ child coming on the scene, whenever we get to that Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, those first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, they're following the Old Testament prophets, and the prophets were voices and mouthpieces for God, and they were thundering out some judgments, some promises, but they were thundering out, they were speaking for God, but then darkness. The word of the Lord was not coming for 400 years. No prophets were speaking. No, God wasn't using them in that way. And then we see that the Gospels pick up the scene. John chapter 1, Mark, Matthew, Luke, in the beginning. And God started showing us, and the light was turned on once again, as it were, from that darkness that had been for 400 years. And yes, religious activities were going on. Much of the Israelite people, they were in captivity for some long time, but then they came back and occupied their land again. And so there was a lot there, but they were in darkness. But then God seemed to turn the light on. And just as if the wise men, or as the wise men, followed their star that rested over the child, Jesus Christ, they followed the light. God turned the light back on for his people and started giving the word of God that we read a little bit of tonight. And I wanted to think about this as we think about this candle light service. Jesus said in our verse that we read in John chapter 8, verse 12, that he is the light. And so tonight I wanted to remind you that whatever else is going on in your life, whatever is happening in your family, maybe it seems dark because of some of the events that are taking place, but I want to remind you first of all that Jesus is the light. He said, I am the light of the world. I think about this as I was reading, getting ready. Plants use light to perform photosynthesis. We've all learned that back in school. And human exposure to natural light is very important as well, because it affects our mood and our health. And sunlight triggers the production of vitamin D in the skin. It's helped for good bone health and all that. And so all of us tie together. So plants need it and humans need it. But spiritually, there's a lot of people that are living around our neighborhoods that are living in darkness. They're living without the light of Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ came in Bethlehem's manger, and he grew, and 33 and a half years later, he went to that old rugged cross. He came to shed the light to the world. He is the light. But there's many people who still reject it, and they live in darkness. But I remind you again this evening that Jesus is the light, but not only that. It goes on to say, I'm the light of the world. Yes, but he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Well, I can deduct from that if we don't walk with him, people are in darkness. Do you ever wonder why some people just don't get it? Maybe you're watching the news and it seems so hard for you to believe that somebody is buying a obvious untruth, an obvious lie. Maybe it's hard for you to believe and hard for me to believe that somebody's engaged in something that's so sad and destructive. The lifestyle is just ruining them. They're their worst enemy. I've got family members that are that way. And you wonder, how on earth could they not see through what's plaguing them? Well, Scripture tells us. Jesus says he's the light of the world. And if we would walk in and with him, we wouldn't walk in darkness. But if we don't walk with him, then our light is dim. I was walking through our bedroom the other night, and we've got at the end of our bed, sometimes scoot it further out in the room, there's an ottoman or whatever you call those footstool, big old thing at the end of it. It moves around a little bit. I don't move it, but it moves. Amy, the dog, somebody moves it, I'm not sure. But I was coming through there, and I know our bedroom so well. And I'm a man, I don't need a light, I don't need a help, I don't need anything from anybody, I've got it all figured out. And I usually don't go on that side of the bed anyways, I stick on my side, so it was over there, but for some reason I had to get over there, and I thought to myself, I should turn the light on. But, again, why waste energy? I'm a man, I can do it, and so I figured I know exactly where to go. And I did know where to go, had my better half not moved that ottoman at the end of our bed. Now, how many of you know that there's a very sensitive part on your foot? That little spot right between your pinky toe, that little one just hangs out over there by itself. And the next one, I don't know if they have name for toes like they do with fingers, you know, ring finger, pointer finger, and all that. But I don't know if they do, but you know which one I'm talking about, that little one that's all over by itself, helpless, defenseless. Well, that night, it got a workout. And I didn't even know your toes could spread that far apart. But boy, when I hit the leg of that ottoman, I found out. And I learned that night that light is a very good thing. Well, there are people that are living in worse than that condition I was in. There are people that are living in spiritual darkness. We live around them. They're your neighbors. They're your family. They're your friends. They're our coworkers. And we get the opportunity to share the light of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. I was in the darkness that night, but there's many people tonight that are in the darkness, much worse than I was. And maybe you're here this evening, and somebody invites you to come. I'm so glad that you did. But in your heart, you know that you're in a dark spot. My friend, Jesus Christ, he cannot find the light. He is the light. One of these days, if you fast forward all the way to heaven, the Bible says there's no need of the sun there. There's no need of that because Jesus Christ, the Son himself, is the light. And so without him, though, people are in darkness. But it goes on to say at the end of that verse, they won't walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So this evening, as we'll get ready to light our candles here in just a few moments, we'll get ready to head out to whatever events we have going on tonight and tomorrow, and we'll celebrate. Let me just ask you to take a short break and make sure that you have the light of the Lord Jesus Christ residing in you. The light of Jesus Christ is shining for everybody. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. Jesus said in John chapter 3, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Scripture says in John 1, verse number 4, this, in him, that's Jesus, in him was life, true life. And the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. What God the Father was doing through Jesus Christ, God the Son, coming down to earth was shining the spotlight to show hope and help, forgiveness, and light. And you, my friend, and I, thirdly, we can have that light of life, Jesus Christ. You might remember the story in 2018. There were 12 boys that were stranded, trapped, 11 years old to 16 year old, a group of ball players in Thailand. They were going in a cave after an event they had, maybe I think after practice, but they were going to go have a party. One of their coaches were with them. They made their way in this cave, but there was a heavy, heavy downpour of rain and came very quickly, and it flooded part of the cave where they had come in. They were trapped for days. Finally, I believe it was after 9 days that they had, thousands and thousands of people were trying to work to rescue these young men. Finally, after about 9 days, there were two British divers that made their way down. And as those young men were watching, hoping, wishing, they said the first thing that they saw were the lights on those diver suits, the lights that they had to light their swim. And the first thing that they ask after they come up out of the water and got to talk to them, the first thing they ask is, will we be rescued? And the divers assured him, yes, we've got a way. But they recounted it later that seeing those lights of those divers was such a symbol of hope. Light is a beautiful thing. This evening, my friend, the light of Jesus Christ is all around us. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why we're here on a Christmas Eve service. That's why we've done all that we've done. That's why we'll give gifts back and forth, because that reminds us of the gift of God, Jesus Christ. The light of Christ is all around us. And what would be a tragic shame is for somebody here tonight that didn't let the light of Jesus Christ shine in their heart and in their life. So this evening, my friend, could I just ask you this? Tell you, first of all, that the light of Jesus shines for you. And as the old song says, have you seen the light? Jesus is the light. The old story is true, and most of you have heard it hundreds of times, but that special activity, or special event rather, that happened in Bethlehem's manger was just a love letter from God. God the Father sending God the Son to come to this earth, not to end in the beautiful story of Bethlehem, but instead to end in the cruel story of the cross of Calvary, where he would bleed and die and be beaten, mocked, and spat upon and mistreated in every way imaginable, and would be offered as a substitute sacrifice for you and for me. That's the light that he shined on us, so that we would not have to remain in darkness, because our sin has covered all of us in darkness. And my friend, tonight, if you are saved, you look back at a time in your life where you know that you put your faith, your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, then the light of God is in you. You should shine it to everybody that you can. But if you're here tonight and you live in darkness, you know about the Christ child, but you don't know him personally as your Savior, my friend, tonight, as real as I shine this little flashlight in your eyes just a little bit ago, God shines the light of salvation to everyone and asks you, would you accept Christ? John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. The life that was the light of men, the Bible says in John 1. And that light is shined to you tonight. Can you imagine those young men that were trapped in that cave? And when they saw those lights coming on those divers' suit, what a welcome sight it was. Perhaps you're here today feeling hopeless and helpless. My friend, the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ is shining for you. Everybody is a candidate. Everybody is invited. Everybody is asked from the Word of God to receive Christ for forgiveness of your sins. And I beg you, my friend, if you haven't done that, that you would do that. And if you have, let's live in the end of that verse. We should not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Let's live that life, that light. Let's live it every day of our Christian life. Would you bow your heads together with me this evening? Father, thank you for the crowd that you've gathered. Lord, what a beautiful sight. Lord, I pray if there's one person this evening that the light has turned on for them, it's flipped on. Now they understand Jesus came for them. Lord, I pray if that's them tonight, they would do business with you and they would ask you to be their Savior. My friend, if that is you tonight, you know your need is salvation. You know Jesus is the Savior and the light has turned on. You understand, you realize that. My friend, would you please just do business with the Lord? He said if you would call on his name, you don't have to come to the front. You don't have to meet somebody after service. Right there where you are in your heart, where God and you know what's going on, would you open your life to God? Would you open up to Jesus Christ? Like we'll receive gifts and packages, we just receive that. What you need to do is receive Jesus as your Savior. years ago, I prayed a prayer something like this: Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I receive you now for forgiveness of my sin. Would you save me? I invited Christ to be my personal Savior. My friend, if you need to do that tonight, please, right there where you sit, would you call upon the Lord? You and the Lord know what's going on in your heart and in your mind. Lord, I know I need a Savior. I believe you are the Savior. I put my faith in you. I believe on you. So please save me and forgive my sins. Father, thank you for this time to be together tonight. Bless us is our prayer. Lord, may this evening be a wonderful reminder that that light, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the light of men. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. As our piano player just begins to play, perhaps in your heart you need to do business with the Lord. And maybe you didn't just a moment ago. I challenge you, don't let this Christmas season end without you doing what God wants you to do. Again, I mentioned we'll get and receive gifts. We'll receive and give gifts, I should say. And that's a beautiful picture. The Bible says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The picture of just simply receiving. What do you receive? You receive Christ's forgiveness. You receive Him as your personal Savior. If you've never done that, I challenge you, my friend, please put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our ushers are going to come at this time, and we'd like for all of us to participate. If you've got children, please be careful with them. But each of you have candles, and the ushers will light the candles on the ends of the rows, and then you simply lean over to the person beside, light theirs if you would. We'll get mine here, and well, it's so cold out here outside, we use these candles for heat as well. My sister lives in Alaska, and I sent her a picture of my car, the dashed temperature that was 67 at the time. And I said, we're suffering a cold Christmas Eve here in Tennessee. And I want you to know that it's a beautiful thing just to get to gather together. And each one of these lights, may they remind us of the light of Jesus Christ. Yes, I am the light of the world. But then we are supposed to reflect that light as we go and live our life out in this world. It's a beautiful thing. Hope you just don't embarrass anybody, but just look around there. It's just wonderful to see all those lights lit. And I'm going to ask us to, Brother Nathan, to come and lead us in a couple verses of Silent Night. If you're able to, would you stand together? This will be symbolic as well as we get ready to head out. As you leave after this song, the ushers will have receptacles in the lobby. You can just blow it out and put the candle in the trash receptacles back there. They'll have flame-proof ones. But I want you to know from Amy and I and Maddie and Allie and Jared and Jody and Carson, we want to say Merry Christmas to you from our family to yours. And we pray for you. And we want you to know how much we love each and every one of you. And if you're a guest with us tonight, this isn't your church home, thank you for joining us. There's a connect card in front of you on the pew back. If you need to connect with us in some way, you have a prayer request or anything else, you can do that. And my wife and I will be back in the back. You can just hand it to us and we'll have a record of that. And we can pray for you however you denote that. But after this song, we'll just be dismissed. But a couple verses of Silent Night. But from the Herdman family, from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, Merry Christmas. May you have a wonderful, wonderful time. Brother Nathan, would you come lead us?
Silent Night.
Silent Night, Holy Night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Christmas, you're dismissed.